We promised you, and you will no doubt remember this if you're a regular listener to The Nolan Show, that we would stay across the story of Dunmurry Manor Care Home and what happened inside that building to some of your mums and dads, to some of your grannies and grandfathers. Some of the people, and this is historically, this is not present day, some of the elderly people within that home were not fed properly. Some of the elderly people, one in particular you might remember, had a gaping wound right down to the bone. It was so bad that it was described as ungradable. You heard family after family on this programme, some of them literally screaming out in anger because of what had happened. And we did day after day after day on that story. I sat in the living rooms. I sat on the floor in the living rooms of some of the families who were so distressed at what had happened to their loved ones that they were saying to me, please try to get us answers. And we pushed very, very hard. That's what you pay us to do, to get answers. And then after weeks of pushing, the Department of Health announced a review into the failings of the home. It was described as a root and branch review, and they promised the public that what they would do is look in detail about what had went wrong, what had gone wrong, the protocols that are in place, do they need looked at again, and lessons for the future. So they promised you they would do this. It's nearly 2 months now. They haven't even announced the terms of reference. Haven't even got round to doing that. So what does that say? By the way, what they're also saying is, until they do the review, they won't answer any journalist questions about what historically went on to any journalist in this country. So just think about the implication of that. They announce a review. That means they don't have to answer any questions about what happened in the past. According to them, they don't have to answer any questions. And then they've left it now 7 weeks. That's what we're into. We're into week 8. No terms of reference. So what are they going to do? Are they going to leave it 6 months? Are they going to leave it a year? Earlier I spoke to the SDLP councillor, Brian Heading, who gave me this reaction.
It seems to give an indication that there's some sort of paralysis in the organisations that are required to give information on their opinion on what the report found was going on in Dunmurry Manor. And, you know, to be at this stage where the older persons commissioner is hoping to have all the statutory bodies come to him with their views on his report, to find out that the Department of Health hasn't even got to the first base yet to be able to say, look, this is the areas that we're going to take a particular interest in. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the public were not just shocked by what went on. They were disgusted and they want answers. And just so that everyone knows, what the Department of Health are saying, what the Southeastern Trust, who were the lead partner, they were the lead partner because the majority of people that went into Dunmurry Manor Care Home were in the Southeastern Trust's area. They're saying that they can't answer any more questions from either the Nolan Show or any other journalist because of this review. So they announced the review. That means they are now in this state of unaccountability, and then they don't get on with setting the terms of reference for the review. How long is this going to go on for?
But is the point that I'm trying to make, Stephen, this is paralysis. This is either people trying to unpick the report by being slow to respond to the issues that were raised in it. How is it that a government department with the budget that the health department has is at the stage is that they cannot give information on what the terms of reference of their report is going to be? It is ridiculous. Something appears to be seriously wrong in how other statutory bodies are responding to this report. And what we need is people to become clear on what their position is on the report and what work they're being carrying out.
Brad, I can tell you now that we have been trying to very hard push about accountability around this, about senior officials in all of these departments, the people at the very top. What should they have been accountable for? When some of them then say, nothing to do with us, we as a programme are going, really? Really? Nothing to do with you? And there is just something here where there doesn't seem to be anybody ultimately responsible, and yet the ordinary citizen on the ground, they suffered in Dunmurry Manor care home. No one has lost their job. No one has put their hand up and said, I got it wrong.
And more so, Stephen, you know, the police, to the best of my knowledge, haven't questioned anybody within Runwood or within the home itself since the report has been produced. I mean, there seems to be a failure with a number of organisations on how they've responded to this. And let's not forget, you know, there are families who'll be making decisions about their loved ones, whether they're going to agree to have their family member admitted to a residential home. They're going to have doubts now about the home that they're going to place their family member in, simply because the questions have not been answered about the Murray Manor. So the whole system about the whole care system for older persons doesn't have the confidence, or the public don't have the confidence in it. And what we need to do is to address the Murray Manor quickly, so that people are assured that when their loved one goes into a home, that there's going to be the care that they expect, the best care possible for their family member.
On the 16th of July, I see here a statement from the Department of Health. So this is nearly 2 months ago. This is, what, 8th of August or whatever it is now. So we're nearly 2 months in, when the Department of Health say they've commissioned an independent review into care failings at the Murray Manor care home. They say the review will consider the HSC responses to issues at Dunmurry Manor and identify lessons to be learned for the future. You know, some people might have thought that what they would have wanted to do after that was assure the public that they were on it, that right, here's the terms of reference, here's when it's starting, here's when we promise we're bringing you findings. It hasn't happened. We're in this state of limbo now.
It's paralysis. It's find an excuse not to do things, to do it. I mean, why has it taken, you know, almost from the 16th of July? Why have they not set out, you know, the terms of reference for a report? Why have they been in communication with any relative to say, look, this is what your Department of Health is going to do on your behalf to get to the bottom of this? No, there are questions that need answered, but the problem is there are more questions about why statutory bodies are being so slow to respond to this particular case.
The Irish News also then separately, 2 weeks ago, the Irish News reported that confidential alert letters had been sent out by the Department of Health about two former managers of Runwood Homes. Now, I think, and I get it, that, look, there needs to be a degree of confidentiality around the names of the people who are currently being investigated, because that process has not ended yet. But can we find out what the concern was? Like, what happened in Runwood Homes that these two confidential letters have now been sent out from the senior nursing officer, Charlotte McArdle? What did they do? What are they accused of doing?
Well, again, you know, why was this done? Why had this to be leaked to a newspaper that there was issues surrounding these two people? Why didn't the department come out from the very start and say that they were reviewing all the staff that were employed at the Murray Manor home and go from there? Why didn't they try to instill some confidence into the public who had received the report, had heard from your own show and from other media about what was going on at the Murray Manor? Why is everything having to be done under the table, kept in secret, and people who are not being kept informed Surely that would have been the first thing that a government department should have been doing.
So in Dunmurry Manor Care Home, I'm just trying to think this through in my own head. So we now know that the system knew. This was not made public, and bar this leaked letter, the public would not know that there was such significant concern about two individuals that Professor Charlotte McArdle, the chief nursing officer, has sent out these red flag warnings. And those are basically, according to the Irish News, saying to any other trust in Northern Ireland that may be going to employ those two individuals, that they are being investigated, that they should go and they should check with Runwood Homes before they employ them. Now, I've got questions around this. How long did the department know about the incidents involving those two people before they sent out the warning letters? Answer to that, we don't know. Have those two individuals worked elsewhere since the incidents in Dunmurry Manor Care Home, Brian? We don't know.
Yeah.
Are they currently working anywhere else while this investigation is going on? We don't know.
Yeah, you said there about it, that every trust in Northern Ireland received a letter, the red flag letter. But I mean, are they telling us then that they didn't inform any other part of the National Health Service? So these individuals could be working in Scotland, they could be working in England, they could be working in Wales. I mean, this again seems to be this paralysis of the officials who are tasked with certain functions. Seem to be found wanting at the end of the day or at the end of the process about what they did. I mean, I would have thought that the on receipt of the report in the Dunmurry Manor, that the health department would have taken the report and started their own investigation that day, and to do it, to check on everything that was that the older person's commissioner flagged up in his report. Instead, we have this slow. The civil service taking its own time to do it. We now find out that there's two people a warning has been sent out about two individuals that we don't know what happened. We don't know why they're being investigated, but there appears to be an urgency about them. And then we find that it's only trusts in Northern Ireland have been told about this. But the rest of the National Health Service. I mean, that's a question. I think the health department should be able to tell us. Is it serious enough that these two individuals, that the rest of the National Health Service in Scotland, England, and Wales should be informed about the issues surrounding their employment?
The Irish News also reporting that the Department of Health has now ordered a leaks inquiry. Following the Irish News story into this, the chief executives of the health trusts have been notified by the chief nursing officer of Northern Ireland, Professor Charlotte McArdle, that the unauthorised release of the correspondence relating to Dunmurry Manor constitutes a potential breach of new data protection laws. Private care homeowners and managers of other NHS bodies have also received the warning. All have been told to carry out an investigation into whether their organisation was the source of the media leak. A 2-week deadline to report to the department by August the 16th was issued. So they've put a 2-week deadline, and there's all of this energy going into finding who has leaked the story to the general public. And meanwhile, there seems to be no 2-week deadline in setting terms of reference to reassure the public that this review that's going to carry out is going to stop their loved ones getting neglected in such a disgusting way that happened with Dunmurry Manor. No deadline for that, and yet a deadline to find the whistleblower who has put this other information into the public domain.
Exactly, Stephen. It's paralysis. They're quick to try and find out who is whistleblowing with information about the Dunmurry Manor, but yet they cannot come to any position about what about providing further information to the Older Persons Commissioner or about carrying out any other investigations. And it's ridiculous. But the clock is ticking, not just on the 2 weeks to find out who was leaking the information, but people will be ready in September. They're looking at the information that the statutory bodies will be given into the Older Persons Commissioner, and they'll be looking for accountability to do it. Now, some people would say that some of the government departments may be trying to kick this issue down the road, hoping that it drops out of the public's attention. I don't think it will. I think people are, as you've said, people were disgusted the way people were treated in that home, and disgusted that there were people employed to look after those people in that home, and whose job it was to make sure that particular standards of care were being kept. And there were failings. And I think in October, September, October, when the information arrives in from the statutory bodies, people will want to have another look at this. But I tell you, I think people will be looking for accountability. They may be looking for resignation at the end of the day. That's what I think the public mood is about this issue.
Brian Heading, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. So that's Councillor Brian Heading, 03030 80 55 55. Again, I'm trying to share with you as much as possible so that you know what we are doing about this scenario. So the Southeastern Trust, for example, and indeed other trusts have said that while this review is ongoing, by the way, they haven't even started it yet, they will not answer any media questions whatsoever about what might have happened. Well, what we've done as a programme on your behalf, on the public's behalf, is that we have submitted a range of questions under Freedom of Information to try to force the information out of them. So if they don't want to willingly give it, we will try to force the information out of them. And that's our position. And as the delay continues in a public body not even getting round to issuing or formulating terms of reference about such an important review, we will continue to look at questions that need to be given to them now. Not in 6 months' time, not in 12 months' time, but right now. We went to the Department of Health and we said to them, when will the terms of reference be made public? They didn't answer the question with any specific date. They said, the terms of reference are still being finalised. We went to them and we said, has a date been set for the review team's findings to be published? They said, the terms of reference are still being finalised, and as a result, no date has been set for publishing the review team's findings. Well, to reassure you all, we'll continue to submit Freedom of Information requests into both the Department of Health and whichever relevant trusts there are, so that we can get the information into the public domain as to what happened, why did it happen, what are they doing about it, and we'll bring that to you as soon as we possibly can. Fred in Lisburn, morning to you, Fred.
Good morning, Stephen. First of all, I want to say what happened in that home was a total disgrace and should never be allowed to happen anywhere else again. However, I feel that because of no ministers, no Stormont, and no executive, we are left in a way in which people can get away with this. Unfortunately, it's not right. They're going to claim, oh, we had no budgets. Civil service make a decision. It's challenged in court and it goes against us. A minister should have made that decision. We need to get this country up and running. We need to get people looked after first and foremost, especially our elderly, who have given so much to society on all sides.
Fred, everything you've said, of course you're entitled to say it, but here's a factual statement, right? Despite the fact that we have no government, we do have very senior, very able, very experienced people at the top of the health service. okay? You have chief executives of trusts. You have you have senior social workers. You have senior nursing officers. You have a lot of experience there. So in the absence of government, there are still very good people who care about the health service, who can dedicate themselves to making sure that those elderly people who suffered did not suffer in vain, because it won't happen again. And what we're trying to find out as a programme is, all right, what are they doing about it? Are they questioning their own protocols? I've been in conversations with senior health officials where they look at me and they say, but that's the protocol. And I look back at them and I say, yeah, but is that protocol right? Does it need changed? Is it working? Is it protecting the public?
I agree with what
and
you're
you all
asking,
deserve Steve. Answers to that.
I agree with what you're asking. But at the end of the day, what's going to happen if they do try and change protocol, if they do try and change the way in which the health service is being run? What's going to happen? Look at what happened before. Top-level civil servants were taken to court for making decisions. They've said they're not going to make any more decisions now until there's a working assembly.
I hear you. I just also think that we shouldn't...
We're going around in circles, unfortunately. And I agree with what you're saying. Yes, there is a lot of stuff could be done to improve the health service. Everybody can improve.
Do you know what? Just in case this story turns into some story about... You know, hold on a minute. In case it turns into something about, you know, clauses in responsibility or a news story with a headline that moves on the next day, let's just remind ourselves about one thing. And I'm adamant that this is what our brains should all be going back to. Let's remind ourselves of elderly ladies and elderly men lying in that home in Dunmurry in excruciating pain. Now, that's the story. And they did not have a voice. And by God, they're going to have one now. And I don't care who falls out with the passion with which I am saying this. Those elderly people are going to have a voice now.
And I congratulate you for
it.
I don't want that.
I don't need it. I don't want it. But there is a core belief in this program and the team that works in this program. And this story sums it up. If you want to, by whatever means, it doesn't need to be deliberate. If one of the listeners to this show sits at the end of their life in excruciating pain, then we are going to shake this country until their family's voice is heard and until what happened to them is heard. And we are going to shake whoever should be accountable into being accountable. And that's why I'm in journalism. And that's why we're doing this story. And if we're 7 weeks on now and the Department of Health have not got round to even setting the terms of reference to this, then yeah, we're going to ask, why not? Now, there is an important side to this story, which is that there are some relatives who are saying that their loved ones are in Dunmurry Manor Care Home because the abuse we've been talking about is historic. And that those relatives say that their loved ones are being treated well, like Gladys in Belfast. Good morning to you.
Morning.
You know someone who's being treated
I know
well.
Some, and our church has been attending, different ones have been attending, and the attention couldn't be any better. I don't know where you're getting all this rubbish from at all. But everything has changed completely. The staff's changed, everything's changed. And the attention this person gets is out of this world. And there was a letter in the Belfast Telegraph a lot of weeks back about a woman wrote in about her, I think it was her mother.
That's right, I saw it. I read it.
And the attention she gets, she just couldn't understand it.
So, Gladys, that's great. Okay, that's fantastic.
Our church had been in and seen all the attention, and they couldn't help them telling lies.
That is fantastic. Okay, but if they got it right now, why didn't they get it right in the past?
Look, everybody makes mistakes. Why are they hounding them now? Everybody makes mistakes. And God Almighty forgives. All these people who are hounding, what are they after?
Answers. They're after answers.
Not only answers. I've
looked those family members in the eye, Gladys. They're after answers. Here's the basics of what they want to know.
To me, it seems to be like money. It seems to be, to me, as a woman at 88, that's what it seems to be after.
Can you...
I honestly think that.
Well, let me just share with you, Gladys, for a moment. First of all, very important to reinforce what you've said. There are indeed families who say now in Dunmurry Manor Care Home, the treatment that their loved ones are getting is second to none. 100%, absolutely.
Definitely.
I've seen some of that myself. Have you any idea, Gladys, what type of home, what type of management structure, what type of company leaves an elderly person without their medication for many, many days because they haven't got round to getting it?
We'll tell you.
Have you any idea who lets an elderly person lose many stones of weight?
If I saw my loved one going down as quick as that, I would have questioned before then.
Well, there you go. So you're asking questions too.
But I would have questioned and take my loved one home.
Do us a favour, Gladys. Look at your leg now.
Yeah.
Right? Look at your leg. Imagine a wound right down to the bone.
I don't understand how they let it.
We can't understand either. We can't.
How the family let it.
Well, we can't understand. It wasn't the family's fault. There are people, and this is my point, there are professional people who surrounded that lady who had a gaping wound. There were professional people around her, and they were tasked to look after her. And they didn't look after her to the point where that wound was stopped from getting to the extent it was. Now, Gladys, thank you for your call. We're going to move on, but we are going to come back to this story again and again when we have more questions to ask, and we'll come back when we get the results of our Freedom of Information requests as well.